You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right now we welcome in Keith Rad, who is the voice of the New York Mets on the radio, of course, 880. You do the games with Howie Rose, Pat McCarthy. I could call you the voice, right? It's like, is Howie the voice? But you're the voice of what? The third inning?
It's weird. I know people do describe that when I get interviewed all the time. But yeah, when I'm one of the voices, I like to say. But Howie is still the voice with a capital T. I'm lowercase T. But of course, you know, when Howie stays home, we go on the road, I'm the voice then.
Right.
But
that's true.
It's
right.
Still Howie's throne, and I'm very happy to sit next to him.
Well, he's Keith Radden. Also, I work with him at SNY as well. I love listening to you. I was telling you this off the air. Love listening to you and Pat. Obviously, Howie's a legend. Like, Howie's one of my idols. Grew up loving Howie. I wrote Howie a letter once, like in school. It was a project thing. Got a letter back from Howie. It was like such. So that's how much I love
what
Howie.
Was that 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly right. But I love you guys. You do such a great job on the broadcast.
Thank you.
All right. So the Mets struggling. Obviously, we're able to win 2 out of 3 here. But I started the show, Keith, by saying they're not out of the woods yet. I know the Yanks have lost 4 in a row, but man, they have some dangerous hitters in that lineup. They're able to score a bunch of runs. Who's pitching for the Mets this weekend?
Tell you what, last night was kind of, there was, I think, a 35-40 minute rain delay. And I think they're part of the Mets that thought, I hope we kind of get banged here because we could save David Peterson for the weekend, line things up. Obviously, they played and they won, and they had to use some big pitchers to finish it out with Stanek and Diaz, who are probably down today. But it's no joke right now where the Mets are scrambling to find some help. Paul Blackburn is supposed to pitch today. He goes down. I mean, it's not as if, okay, bring up these reinforcements. I mean, they really are going to have to patch it up with, they just announced before I walked in here a little while ago, Justin Hageman is starting. He's not going to go 7 or 8. He'll go 4, maybe 5 if you're lucky. And then it's, okay, where are we in the game? Who do we bring in now? How do we hold it down? Worry about today. Worry about tomorrow with Montas tomorrow.
Which is what they did for Stanek and Diaz in game 2 of the double dip. And then last night to secure the win, survive in advance, sure. But, okay, Hageman, what's he going to give? 4 innings today, to your point. And then what? Without Diaz, without Stanek, I mean, Mets are going to have to score some runs here, Keith. And that is one thing they have not been able to do to the consistent level that they were expected to do. You think maybe we see a turnaround at some point with this offense getting going?
I do think it is a big weekend on them, the offense. You know, Soto, NL Player of the Month for what he did in July. Phenomenal. Pete had a double that went almost through the wall yesterday. You know, he's finding it. Lindor just named to the All-Star team. That seemed to get him going. Brandon Nimmo, homer in back-to-back games. The nice thing is those guys are going. The problem is the bottom of the lineup, still not so much. It's very hit or miss with that. And so this is a weekend where you have the pitching staff the way it is, and the offense is going to, it's the onus is on them to get an early couple of runs. And I tell you what, Brandon Nimmo did that in the last 2 wins for the Mets, who are still in the same problems that we're talking about today, which is who in God's name is going to pitch the 5th inning, is that Nimmo hit the grand slam the other night early against Jacob Mizorowski. Boom, sets the tone. Last night, Jose Quintana pitching great, sets the tone. The thing that has been bad for this Mets offense, not that it's really their fault, but it's been the big deficit, right? 3 or 4 runs early. Montas puts him in a hole on Sunday in Pittsburgh, and you see the at-bats change once that happens. So it's on the offense. Just grab a run early. Grab 2 runs early, and then at least play from that feeling of slightly advantage, feel like you're at least there.
All right, now when you say change, meaning what? Trying to do too much? Everybody trying to hit a six-run home run?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you watch after a big inning especially, you know, you're a hitter with a plan and an approach against a certain pitch. You're going to go out there with the plan. Okay, maybe I'll grab that first pitch fastball, drive it out to right center. This is where I'm looking for my zones. And all of a sudden, you give up six runs. You're out there for 45 minutes. You want to give your pitcher a chance to relax. And so you go out there, you take a pitch. All of a sudden, you're behind 0-1. Your plan immediately changes. So you're seeing that at the end of that first game of the doubleheader against Milwaukee. I think most of us watching the game, broadcast the game, not going to call them lifeless at-bats, but empty at-bats at the end of the game. You're down big. You just saw the bullpen give up that huge number, and that absolutely changes the way guys approach it. No matter who the Mets have in their lineup, when you're down like that, immediately you'll start to see changes for guys that have to change their plan.
All right, you're around this team every single day, road, home. You were here last year, obviously. What is the difference in the energy in that clubhouse chemistry? Sometimes people call up the show and be like, it's not the same thing. We miss Iglesias, whatever it may be. Hmm. Or the energy being off. Obviously, it's going to be different year to year. We know Soto's a different mix. You feel like this team has similar vibes to what they had a year ago?
Yeah, it's unique. I mean, the way that last season went, 11 games under to turning it around. I mean, there was a lot of people that didn't know much about Carlos Mendoza last year and found out that in those tough times, which everybody goes through, who are you going to be? And of course, Mendy's back this year and an amazing start. Tough times right now. And I will say he's been the same guy. And it's usually these moments where you do kind of establish yourself. I know it's, you know, almost 90, 100 games into the season already. But the Mets right now are a confident team. They know they're good in these moments where they're not playing well. It's not going to be the end of their season, right? They're not going to get knocked out of the playoffs in these 2-3 weeks that they've been struggling. They know that. That's a good position to be in. Last year, I don't think they knew that. They were really questioning, you know, what is going on here? Who are some of these guys in the room? That turned around. So I think what happened last year at the end of the year, the way the offseason began with Soto coming into this year, it's a much more confident group that can withstand this. But they do know they need some reinforcements.
You think they're the best?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Team in the division?
Not right now. Not right now with the roster. I think, you know, people ask about Philadelphia. Philadelphia can pitch, man. I mean, well, I think the biggest move made in the division outside of Soto was Philly's getting lefty Jesus Luzardo in that five spot. That rotation is good every single day, and they're giving 6-7 innings. So while Philly's bullpen can blow it up, they'll only have maybe 2 or 3 innings to blow it up because the starter puts them in good shape. So that is kind of the scary thing right now for the Mets, because over 162, you can really rely on that. I mean, Dave Dombrowski's put Philly together, can go to sleep every night knowing he's got plenty of arms. David Stearns, I don't know if he slept last night on the phone trying to make a deal, probably just to get somebody here, because Mets have to get their starting pitching right to compete. They're really good. I don't know, right now you can say they're the best team in the division.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Sal Licata here live at Citi Field, talking with Keith Rad, one of the voices of the Mets on the radio side of things. All right, you mentioned Mets need to make some moves. No secret. What do you think's the priority here, or top two moves that they would need to make?
Yeah, I mean, I know everybody wants David Stearns to go out and call and grab Mitch Keller or Sandy Alcantara or somebody. I just get that feeling that he's not going to do that because it'll cost a lot right now. The short term is, okay, Senga's coming back, Manaea's coming back. They just need to get to that game next Sunday in Kansas City. Take a breath. That's the short term, get to that spot. But I don't think you can sit there and say, okay, once Kodai's back, once Manaea's back, we're good to go. I mean, they need to get a starting pitcher. What I do trust is David's ability to go find the guy nobody else recognizes yet. That's where I do think he can make a good move.
Like a Griffin Canning type as opposed to the Alcantara type.
Exactly. And it's frustrating, right? Corbin Burns is out there in the offseason. Yeah. Why don't you go get him? Well, for 2 months, they turned Griffin Canning into Corbin Burns. That's a little dramatic to say, but they can do that. They can identify these certain things about pitchers. They went out last year and got Paul Blackburn, who was okay before he went down to injury. I know he struggled this year, but that kind of guy that doesn't cost you too much, I think that's where Stearns is going to be playing in that arena.
All right, so that's for starting pitching. Bullpen arm, bat, center fielder, what else are you looking at?
I think bullpen, too. I mean, one of the biggest injuries for this Mets team was A.J. Minter going down Washington in April. I mean, you saw it the other day. Perfect example, Clay Holmes, right, in the game against Milwaukee. Why did they take him out? He's at 90 pitches, working his way through the order against Milwaukee. They bring in Reed Garrett. Now, if Reed Garrett gets out of that inning, no one has a problem. You had lefties up there. What lefty are you going to right now in the bullpen to help you out? You had Danny Young, too, had a little experience, but that loss was colossal because certainly it's July right now, but eventually you're going to have to get Harper out. You're going to have to get Ohtani out, Freddie Freeman out. Who is going to be the lefty that does that? You can find righties that can do that, but it's a little bit harder.
All right, and then what about the lineup? I know that they have a lot of bats here that they're going to rely on, whether it's Alvarez, whether it's Vientos, who we'll get to him in a second. Do they clearly need it? You can't get everything, I get it. But if you're getting a back-of-the-rotation arm, I would go get a top bullpen arm and then another arm to complement that. They need a center fielder, I would think. I don't know about second base, third base, whatever you may, how they want to work that infield, but what are your thoughts on the Mets adding a bat, in particular in center field?
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to some people about, you know, Byron Buxton at Minnesota. That's a huge talent to get, a guy that has had a terrible career with injuries, but when he's right, I mean, just write the lineup card down and put his name in, and all of a sudden it gets longer. Tyrone Taylor is excellent defensive center fielder, but playing every single day gets exposed to certain things that a starting outfielder would not get exposed to. So that's a priority list for the Mets center field. But, you know, bullpen, I think, is going to end up being the most important thing that they go out and get because they will have Senga and Manaea coming back. But really, unless they're fully healthy and good, it's really hard to say, well, they don't need starting pitching over center field. Mm. They need a lot right now. So I think center field is third on that priority list. Bullpen, starter, center field right now. That's at least the way I see it.
All right, which leads us to Vientos. Because they have the guys in place. Like, to your point, could you overcome with Tyrone Taylor? And by the way, is Siri coming back at any point?
He's supposed to. He had a setback, I think, in the middle of June where he was traveling with the team, starting to take BP on the road, which is a clue that guys are getting back. But all of a sudden, he had a regression. They took an MRI. The healing wasn't there. So that hurts. But you're also talking about a defensive center fielder first. I mean, Siri can run into a ball, but he's not going to, you know, be a guy that you can rely on every single day. He's kind of like a Tyrone Taylor type.
Well, I guess my point would be I can live with a defensive guy. The way that they were built coming into the year, I liked it. Siri, he'll hit ninth. Yeah, all right, he'll hit a .180, but he's also a threat to hit a home run at any point, but he's going to give you gold glove defense. They don't have that right now with Tyrone Taylor, where he's a terrific defensive player. He's not the threat that Siri would be offensively. You could live with that if Alvarez is hitting, if Vientos is hitting, and that's where the X factor, I think, is with Vientos. What the heck has gone on with Vientos this year?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Mets are scratching their head because last year he was so good at, first of all, hitting, but so good at the short slump, right? It'd last 2 or 3 days. He'd be right back at it on Monday, figuring out what the tinkering went on in the swing. First few months this year, I think he came in, I'm going to call it politely cocky, confident in a way, to be a big leaguer, feeling good, okay, even if I have a slump, I'm looking at how Lindor handles it or Soto handles it. They brush it off. I think Vientos took that mentality and kind of that injury in L.A. that slowed him down for a few weeks when he was rehabbing gave him that chance to reset and go, okay, maybe that didn't work for me yet. I still have to buckle down here and figure it out. had a base hit last night. We're starting to see it coming back from injury, but man, they need him. And then Winker's coming back too. Lefty DH helps because this lineup is a huge drop off once you get past, you know, Nimmo, maybe McNeil, because Beatty's has a good game here or there, but not consistent. Mauricio, same thing. The potential is there. You're just not seeing those guys win a game for you on a particular night.
Yeah, and if it's not Vientos, Winker's a huge key, which who would have ever thought that? Because if you have Nimmo leading off, let's say the majority of times, Nimmo, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, they need Winker behind Alonso to either clean up the mess or just protect Pete a little bit. Then you could live with Vientos not being the impact bat. But man, he was such a huge factor for them last year, falling off the cliff between that and Francisco Alvarez. I mean, that's why the Mets offense has struggled. Not just Soto's first couple of bad months or the inconsistencies with Lindor or Alonso not clicking at the same time as Soto. Those guys were supposed to be impact bats mid to the bottom of that order.
Yeah, and everyone talks about Francisco Alvarez. I think he was kind of tongue-in-cheek when he said, we have the best offense, the best lineup in the game in spring training when he's talking to some reporters. But it is a part of the Met offense identity to not have a break in that lineup, 1 through 9. But there started to be too many breaks. And the Mets had no choice but to send Alvarez down. It wasn't really because of his offense, even though that was taking it on the chin. You could live with that from a catcher. His defense was suffering mightily behind home plate, blocking pitches. It just was a little messy. So he's getting right, but the bottom of the lineup is certainly an issue. It's exasperated when you're down 5-0 and you have a big hole from your pitching staff and you're asking Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, and Lindor to score all the runs while the rest of the lineup scraps together a couple hits.
All right, last one before you go. I know you got to go get down there and talk to all these people, so get you all that information. Is there ever any jealousy when, like, the third inning or the seventh inning is a good one and you get the good calls, like Soto's first Mets home run? I mean, it's Howie Rose, the legend. He's been on many great calls, but then all of a sudden, third inning, Mets getting a rally going. Keith Rad's the premier voice being heard with these highlights. Got to be a little jealousy there, no?
No, not really any jealousy, but it's so funny. There are so many. There's, what, 1,400 innings, and sometimes right. I'll get all the calls, sometimes I won't. What is funny, though, is talking to people in the offseason after the great run was, man, that was awesome. The Pete Alonso home run, Lindor in 161, Vientos had some big swings. Yeah. What was your favorite call that you made? And I went, well, Bowers and Frelick went back-to-back in the seventh to make it, you know, 2-0 Milwaukee, and then Pete hits the 3-run homer. That was it. I got nothing. Right. Howie got lucky with all those calls. I say it in jest, obviously. Yeah. All the praise to Howie. He's phenomenally crushes it every time. But it was funny to go, I've literally had nothing this whole postseason except a front row seat to the Master.
Which, by the way, like, I get from your perspective, I'd want to have a moment and a call in the postseason. But I also wouldn't want to have that over Howie, because then it'd be like, oh, crap. Like, I'd feel guilty. I'm sorry, Howie. I didn't realize that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would have a big inning when I was on the call. So it's almost better that it broke that way. And you did get Soto's first home run.
I did. That was great. It was kind of the weird, eerie feeling of, wow, I may call these until I'm 47 years old.
Yeah.
You know, this 15-year contract. How many of these home runs will I call? But it was in, I think, once Pete touched home plate in Milwaukee, and I just, absorbing the moment, I realized, oh, my God, I just heard Mato 2.0. I was just sitting right next to the guy who just made another unbelievable call. So I'm very happy I didn't get in the way of that. Because as a Met fan, Howie's been the voice for you for years and decades, myself included. And, you know, every once in a while, I'll slip a call in there. You know, it's my turn. But I am so happy to learn and listen, because he's an artist.
He is Keith Rad, one of the great voices on Mets Radio. Does a terrific job. Him, Pat McCarthy, and, of course, the legendary Howie Rose. Thank you, Keith. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend.
I wasn't going to tell you it was my birthday today, but no, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm
I hate kidding. Birthdays. Yeah, that's right.
I heard your list yesterday. I was dying in the car. Dying in the car. It was great.
Mother's Day.
So good to see you.
You know what I'm saying? It's a problem.
Oh, man. My mother, her. Oh, it's a mess.
Exactly.
It's a mess.
I don't want to get you in trouble. I can handle it. I don't want to get you in any trouble. All right, Keith Rad, thank you for your time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.